hard can we come? So smoother. Pop the brew, that's not my theory, baby. That's the truth. Shit,
call me nostalgic, but that song right there takes me all the way back to 25 years ago when Girly So Groovy first launched. It was early July 2001 when the band Brassy released their debut album, Got It Made. July 1st, 2001 was the release date for that album. Well, just 2 weeks later, Girly So Groovy debuted on the Windsor and Detroit airwaves at CJAM 99.1 FM. And 25 years later, we're still here. And I just think about how at that time when we first launched that album from Brassy, it just seeped its way into the early episodes of the show. Brassy was the brainchild of Muffin Spencer. If you know John Spencer Blues Explosion from the 90s, Muffin Spencer was the kid sister to John Spencer. Muffin Spencer, guitar player, amateur rapper, and what I would have to say is a narcissistic loudmouth in her own right as an MC, which made the music oh so fun. She was an expatriate living in London and put together a fabulous team known as Brassy. We heard the song Put You Right from Brassy. In the middle, it is Brazilian Girls with their song The Critic. Sadly, Brazilian Girls announced that they are parting as a band. It was kind of intermittent in between albums, but yes, officially now saying that they are done as a band. The Critic comes now from what we can call the band's final album, Let's Make Love. And it was a bit tongue-in-cheek there, because while Brazilian Girls is not a Brazilian band, but rather an international ensemble of sorts, I kicked off the set with Brazilian Girls, for real, with the band, Brazilian band Pilatos. Pilatos released a fabulous album, Cantado, back in the summer. Forgive me for my Portuguese, but now say Phaser Refrão. I thought if I'd say it boldly, I might have got it right. But that was really just such a fun set of songs right there. And we will continue to do that right now with Montreal alternative artist US Girls here on Girly So Groovy.
He left me alone completely. For once I slept deeply. And for this, I thank the Father. But I gotta tell you something that you don't wanna hear. It's the truth and that's never easy to hear. But my new man, he ain't that bad. And let me explain to you why.
I do what I want, and I do what I like. funeral rites, tears outside or beyond the physical world, the extravagant boasting of today. Travel from place to place, selling small items, clearly expressed, bad tempered. Be a warning of a happy mist or fog growing, great sorrow, shining brightly. The sky, the clear sky, hot and glowing. Color, a song, a song, a song.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. Music right there from Montreal alternative band Arcade Fire. Unconditional 2, Race and Religion is the name of the song. That is from Arcade Fire's album, We. If you are wondering who's doing backing vocals there with Regine from Arcade Fire, it's Peter Gabriel, and I think those two work so well together. In the middle, it is Toronto psychedelic folk rock artist Tess Parks. Brexit at Tiffany's is the song. That is from her album And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. We kicked off the set with Montreal singer-songwriter U.S. Girls. Going back to her album In a Poem Unlimited, we heard Incidental Boogie. I kind of felt like that title summed up what this last half hour has been. Rock music that's got a dance edge and just it's an incidental boogie. So that's where we're at. Well, friends, I am looking at the clock. It is probably my least favorite time of the week because it means we need to wrap up this two-hour experiment that we do every week that we call Girly So Groovy. I want to remind you, though, if you want to stay in touch with the show all week long, all you have to do is find us on social media. We're on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We are also on Instagram. There it's a little easier, GSG Radio. With both social media channels, I post the playlists in print. I provide links to the bands and musicians featured. I provide links to our Mixcloud listening page. And best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. I'm always curious. Which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? Please let me know. And Mixcloud, what's Mixcloud, you're asking? Well, Mixcloud is an absolutely free, no membership required listening platform. It's just simply going to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Again, girly and groovy. 10 weeks worth of the program still hanging out there. I've got all of our regular programming over the last few weeks, as well as our honorable mentions and top 10 show. I can't remember. I actually might have tried to hold on to our Under the Covers episode from November. That's got a short shelf life left, but if you haven't checked that out, I think if I remember correctly, it is still there. Okay, so I've got all that homework and all your assignments out of the way. What I do want to say is whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 25 years. Yeah, Girly So Groovy is turning 25 years old this July. It was 25 years ago when my friend Dan and I, as just kids, wandered into CJAM at the University of Windsor and pitched the show idea, and suddenly we're finding ourselves on the radio, and 25 years later, here I am with the show still. And the show would be nothing without you, especially some of you loyal listeners who have been with us right from the start. I cannot say thank you, thank you, thank you enough. And I can't thank our nearly 20 community and campus stations that make room on their busy dials for Girly So Groovy. These stations understand the mandate, and they're here with us to celebrate and amplify voices, voices that deserve to be heard, voices that sometimes are pushed to the margins through other mainstream media. And listen, I am the first to know just how much is out there that you can listen to. So the fact that you found this little radio show, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, let's wrap things up. I'm going to leave you with a band. Speaking of a band that's not been on the Girly So Groovy radio airwaves for some time, it's the now defunct Toronto post-punk band Controller Controller. They released a fabulous disco-influenced post-punk EP called History over 20 years ago. We're going to dive back into that with the song Disco Blackout. Controller Controller saying goodbye here on this week's Girly So Groovy.
You wanna hear about parallels? How about the 49? Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, Le Chablis.
This is Bird Note. Birds have lost many habitats they've called home for millions of years. But people can help create bird habitats wherever they live. It all begins with native plants. They're the building blocks of a healthy, diverse habitat. If there are organizations planting native species around town, volunteering with them is a great way to support healthy ecosystems where you live and meet like-minded folks, too. If you have a yard or even just a few outdoor plant pots, you can offer native plants to birds, butterflies, and other wildlife. Visit birdnote.org to find online tools that show you plant species ideal for your location. And you can go further by getting your garden approved as a certified wildlife habitat, a program of the National Wildlife Federation. By demonstrating that you're providing food, water, shelter, places to raise young, and are using sustainable practices, you can get a sign that lets everyone know your garden is more than a garden. It's certified wildlife habitat. BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. Learn more about the difference you can make at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You're listening to CGI.